Today on the Travel Guys, live from Holloway's Travel Outfitters and Parking Packing. Travel Outfitters and Packing Lights, new store on Howe Avenue, New Arden, near Arden Way.
Oh, wow, that was a mouthful.
I know, yeah, I messed that up.
It's good to work.
Do
with
I get to start again?
It's nice to work with a professional radio guy. In the travel news, dynamic pricing has come to Disneyland tickets. We'll explain dynamic pricing and how it will likely affect your visits to popular attractions and destinations in the future.
And I tried to mention that we are here at Travel Outfitters, new store on Arden Way, and at 320, John Holloway will share some of the history of one of our city's oldest travel companies, and we're going to take a look around the store at the latest travel stuff. Well, I didn't know what else to call it.
No, that's good. I like
stuff. Because there's so much of it.
Listen, I'm just trying to help you through this. Last week, we spoke to a Lyft driver, our old KFBK friend Spencer Hughes. At 3:35 today, we continue our look at ride sharing as we get the Uber point of view from one of its drivers.
Is there something I can hit him with, John? At 3:50, Mark saves the best for last and updates us on the downside of travel clubs and tells us about American and Delta Airlines' new baggage tracking system.
Also an update on remote radio broadcasts at the same time. We invite you to stop by and see us at 1508 Howe Avenue between now and 4 o'clock and say hello. We are Tom and Mark, the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. And as I attempted to mention earlier, Travel Guys broadcasting live from Holloway's Travel Outfitters and Packing Lights new store, Howe Avenue, near Arden Way. John Holloway to my left, Mark Hoffman to my right. And we are brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
This might be the first. This is a Travel Guys first. I am to your right.
Yes, you are.
Because I'm always
on my left.
On your left, which is way more appropriate for a lot of reasons. And today I'm on your right. But this is a very comfy chair that I have here in the corner of the store. If you come by, we're back at a card table in the corner here because that's where all of the equipment is hooked up.
And for those that may not know exactly the location we're talking about, it's immediately across from our old buddy Harold Ford, who's been in that particular location since, I don't know, 23.
I've known Harold. For I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
Good old Harold Ford.
There you go. Right between Hallmark and Howe Avenue.
And the Chili's restaurant that used to be so good but isn't anymore, right over here.
That's true. And, yeah. And what do we have, a residence in next door?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're redoing this whole shopping center, this whole How About Arden thing, which I think is why John moved in here, is he's hoping to, you know, get a piece of the action from across the street.
Well, I can tell you, you know, and I use the term travel stuff because where do you go? You got luggage. You got clothes, you got hats, you got shoes, and you have so many things that most people don't even know that you could purchase that would improve your travel experience. And coming up a little later on, we'll actually make our way around the store and talk to John about some really cool stuff that you're going to want to take a look at.
I doubt that there is any place in Sacramento. There certainly are other places that sell the kind of stuff that John sells. But when you come here, you get not only is the merchandise here, but they're also online. So, you know, if you're one of those people who likes to do the price comparison and then go see if you can get it cheaper online. Well, in this case, you've got both here. Plus, you've got all the experience that comes here in this particular establishment with folks who know what they're doing. So anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later on here. And
by the way, you can go to travelguysradio.com right now, and there you'll probably find pictures and links to John's store as well. Anyway, we got lots of stuff to get to, so let's crank up the Travel Guys news music. And there you go. And Mark, you got lots of travel news. What do you got for us?
I do. Disneyland made news this last week. They are changing their price structure for the first time in 60 years history of the park. They are going to what has become very popular with attractions, with sports teams in recent years. Uber introduced peak pricing and non-peak pricing. So lots of folks are going to this now. So what's going to happen at Disneyland is literally they can't handle the number of people who come to the park on some days. So what they're going to do is, instead of it costing you maybe $100 to get in on holidays and very popular days at Disneyland, it may cost you $100 and a quarter. Heck, it might cost you $200. But on the other hand, if you went on a Wednesday in January, it might only cost you $60 instead of $100 to get in. Or, you know, maybe everything in the park will be half price. So the idea, I don't know that this is necessarily a revenue grab by Disney as much as it is to balance, you know, sports teams have been doing this for years. If you want to go see the Giants and the Dodgers, the ticket costs you a lot more than if you want to go see the Giants play a last place team. That doesn't have a following in the Bay Area.
Is there anything there talking about how that's going to impact those that want to do season passes?
Yeah, oh yes, there's big news on that. They raised the season passes, and what they've done is the season passes at Disneyland used to be any day, any time. So now there will be different kinds of passes.
Well, you know, they've always had that. You can buy passes that are complete, no blackouts, and then there would be a cheaper price for those with blackout
dates. With blackouts. So now there's going to be ones that have just these really key dates blacked out.
I see.
And the price is going to be higher. And if the folks online have been all over it, the Disneyland passes past the annual $1,000, and folks are they eliminated the $779 a year premium pass. So it's going to cost more for the folks to go to Disneyland under some circumstances, but for some folks who can go at non-peak times, mm-hmm. they will be able to get into Disneyland for less money than they used to.
There you go. Well, you know, there used to be a school where you would go 9 months, and then you would have the summertime, three months.
Yeah.
And so everybody would clamor down, and then there became the year-round program where, you know, you're on this part of the year, or you're off this part of the year, and I think Disneyland had everything to do with that.
There are restaurants now that are charging, that have floating prices in some very high traffic destinations. If you go to dinner at 6:30, the restaurant prices may reflect X. And if you go to dinner at 9 o'clock, the restaurant prices may reflect Y. Of course, there's always been early bird specials and stuff. This mm-hmm. is just, you know, more target marketing. Dynamic pricing, it's called. So when you hear that phrase, dynamic pricing, you will know that the prices are floating. So if you consider the price that you've been presented unfair or too much, you might take a look at when they're saying dynamic pricing, that means that there's probably a lower alternative if you're willing to come at a different time.
And then there'll be dynamic pricing discounts.
You betcha.
Coupons.
That's how the Giants have continued to fill that ballpark for 10 years for every game, is some nights they almost give the tickets away. Virgin America is giving free online Wi-Fi, and better than that, you can get Netflix streaming online for free on Virgin America until March the 2nd. This doesn't help folks who fly from Sacramento a whole lot because we don't have Virgin America service here, but they are headquartered in San Francisco. So for those folks who regularly go to San Francisco on business or catch flights from SFO, as I'm going to be doing next week, not Virgin America, unfortunately, but you can get a great deal there after March the 2nd. It's going to cost you, but streaming Wi-Fi is and they say, Virgin America says, that their new Wi-Fi speeds are as fast at 35,000 feet as they would be at home. As a United flyer, I say, wow.
Yeah. Well, you'll believe it when you actually experience it.
On United, you fire up your computer, and usually just about the time they're getting ready for landing, the power comes up. Airbus has filed for a patent on a new sleeping box. Designed for airlines, which would allow customers to be stacked on top of each other to sleep on aircraft. Yes, I can tell by the looks on both of you guys'
faces. I don't
face
even want to go there.
We don't need to spend any more time on that story. Here's a great idea for those of you who want to avoid checked bag fees. This company is not going to start up until next February, but literally, in a nutshell, I hope to get them on the show, but I'll tell you briefly that what they're going to do is they're going to send you the suitcases, and they're going to send you the advertisements that go on the outside of the suitcases, and they're going to pay you to put those advertisements on their suitcases and haul them around. Or you can put their advertisements on the outside of your suitcases and haul them around for a discount on your bag fees. But I don't know if it's going to work or not, but it's a heck of an idea. Talk about sharing economies. Norwegian Air, the European discount carrier, says, get this, guys, $69 flights from the United States to Europe by 2017. So let's see. If the flight is $69, you'll have to pay a fee to walk down the aisle, and there'll be, of course, a bathroom fee, and there'll be a water fee, and there'll be a sitting in the seat fee, and there'll be a taking out your book to read it fee, and anything else that you do on the airplane fee, because they can't possibly sell you a ticket for $69. So folks who are out there, Norwegian Air, WOW is another one that's an Icelandic air company. Just be careful. We've said this many times, these super discounts, nothing in travel is free. They can't fly you across the planet for free or for $69. So they got to get the money somewhere. So at the end of the day, it's not going to be $69.
Well, here again, for some people, maybe if they choose to not really sit down or have a glass of water or use the tray in front of them.
That's right. If you can stand in the corner, face the wall, and not have to use the bathroom or breathe the entire trip, $69.
There you go.
Each breath is another $1.27. Interesting thing in San Francisco here before we go, I want to try to get this on sometime before Election Day. There's an initiative on the ballot in San Francisco to restrict short-term rentals. This has to do with Airbnb specifically, because people in San Francisco have been renting out their homes. Well, now people are literally taking rental properties out of the rental market and using them for Airbnb, which is kind of against some of the already existing rules and laws in the city of San Francisco. But now they're looking at a proposition that literally will redefine those laws and make it tougher for people to do this, because, as you know, housing in San Francisco is in very short supply, very expensive, and is very competitive, and it's a very it's a subject that is not well received by people in San Francisco. The housing prices, the Google people, the people from Silicon Valley that have moved into San Francisco. So anyway, this has to do with travel, because it impacts folks that want to stay short-term or folks that want to rent short-term rentals. And just like we're doing with the Uber and Lyft for a couple weeks here, I want to get, Tom, some folks on, because I saw an article this week on Airbnb that talked about how the average person prepares their home, their room, their whatever they're renting for X number of hours, and are you figuring the time that it's taking you to prepare that, and do you have to be there when the person checks in, and do you have to be there when the person checks out? And if you're retired, this is all fine, but if you're not retired, kind of hidden costs of perhaps participating in the sharing economy. And that is your travel news for today.
All right. In about 3 minutes, we're going to go inside in depth with John Holloway at his brand new store here. Holloway's Travel Outfitters and Packing Lights. Howe Avenue and Ardenway.
We're taking a walking tour.
We are. Right here on the Travel Guys.
We are the Travel Guys on KFPK. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We are broadcasting live today from the new Travel Outfitters and Packing Light store on Howe Avenue, 1508 Howe Avenue, just south of Arden Way. And Tom has left the coop here, and we're our headquarters in the corner, and Tom has gone out with John across the store. So I'm going to throw it to them, and they're going to take you on a tour of the new Travel Outfitters store here on Howe Avenue. Tom, go ahead.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I'm with John Holloway. John, say hello to our listeners.
Hi, listeners. Glad to be here.
Okay. We're going to start at the beginning of the front of the store, where you first come in the entrance. Once again, it's on Howe Avenue, not too far from How About Arden, between Hallmark and Howe Avenue. And when you lots of parking out front. And when you enter the store, John, others have visited your store in the past when you were over on Fulton Avenue, but tell us what they're going to experience here at the new Holloway Travel.
Yeah, we didn't want to change things up too much. We kept the purses and the handbags up front because our gals like to get right into that. We've got the clothing up front, but as you look back, people will notice that it's substantially bigger. I mean, obviously the ceilings are higher, but we gained about 25% more room here, and really not a great deal more stuff. There are some new brands, there's some new categories like guidebooks and so on. But we really wanted to make it so where people can actually see the stuff. We're talking about our stuff again. Well, our stuff is luggage. Our stuff is clothing. Our stuff is travel accessories. And before, we were in office space. And we were in a space that faced the south with the sun hitting us all day. And it was rather uncomfortable at times on a warm summer day. So here we're kind of, we've got good air conditioning. We have a beautiful spot that was a furniture store that had track lighting, had beautiful carpet, beautiful ceiling treatment. So people are coming in and they're appreciating that it looks good. But not only that, it's functional in the sense they can actually see our goods.
Well, you know, when you buy a new car, there's always that new car smell. Your store has a new store smell. I don't know what it is,
well,
but
it
just...
Be the paint fumes.
No. It smells wonderful. Now, you mentioned right away, the ladies come in and you have clothing right away.
Yeah.
Now, this is travel clothing, as well as fashion clothing. Tell me about what's the difference between the kind of clothing that you offer here at Holloway's versus, you know, what you're going to find at Sears.
Right. It's kind of a niche, isn't it? Really, it plays in with the whole equation of getting lighter, like our website, packinglight.com. So we have 4,800 square feet of stuff, but it's all meant to get you to go lighter, including the clothing. So in the sense that it's wrinkle resistant, that's usually the first thing people want to know. They want to make sure that it's maybe sun protective, has some hidden security pockets for passports and your money as you tour your trips. And it's lightweight. You add all of those kind of qualities. You don't always get that in other apparels. So we have brands in the outdoor industry and in different fashion markets that will pack into little pouches, for example. You just don't get that in normal department stores or so on. So we've and vests that are packable that have hidden pockets. So it's all meant to be part of the equation of light baggage, light clothing, and the light gear. So you put all that together, now you can beat the airline fees, hopefully.
All right. I see right as we come in the door, we've got a grand opening sale on some Samsonite. This looks like some pretty awesome luggage. What are we looking at here, John?
You got two fingers. You can lift that bag right there, Tom. It's a 26-inch bag. It weighs 6 pounds. So incredibly lightweight.
Well, you got to start. You know, you're allowed up to 50 pounds, and it's nice to know that you can have most of that weight actually stuff that you're taking with you rather than the luggage. I see along the back wall a lot of different kinds of luggage. What's special about your luggage, and what's your price range, John?
Well, thanks for asking. We go in price range anywhere from $100, and I'm afraid just to tell people $500. That's more for the road warrior that looks at their bags like it's their tool of the trade, like a drill with a construction guy or something. But if you're traveling every week, you better have a very, very tough bag. But what makes our luggage different than, say, something you get at a big box store or department store is you come with a built-in service warranty to cover you for airline damage. So the majority of our luggage has this warranty, and who else beats up the bag but the airline gorillas? So,
well, a little later on in the show, we're going to talk specifically about the difference between, you know, what's the purpose of industrial luggage and how you tell the difference and what the value is. So be listening for that. You have stuff in your store that could literally save people's lives.
Well, the compression socks, huh? Yeah. We have a travel compression socks that will, you know, help the folks that kind of their feet inflate at high altitude.
We're standing in front of a display right now. John, show me what you got.
Well, we have something called Travel Socks. It's literally the name of this company. And I tell you, the reviews are terrific on it. It gives you gradual compression. So many of us, we're getting cooped up in those airplanes. They don't even want you to walk around at the front of the airplane anymore. So you have to get up and move around. But that isn't always convenient or available. So you need some socks that can increase your blood flow in a gradual manner. And so we have that kind of thing. We have a lot of comfort items.
We have packing solutions. What are these?
Packing solutions. So we have all kinds of toiletry kits. While we want people to pack light, we also understand they're going to go shopping. So we have expandable shopping bags that fold out, end up being a day pack or a tote bag. So you can shop and also travel light.
Okay, more travel solutions over here. What are these, John?
We have the one-quart bags with 3-ounce bottles. All kinds of solutions for alternatives for liquids and lotions. So we can't take our, 10-ounce guava nectar shampoo. You have to consider something that maybe is a wipe or a towelette that can turn into your shampoo.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK. We are live at Holloway Travels. What's your physical address?
It's 1508 Howe. So we're on the east side of the road, just south of Arden Way.
Well, it looks like more stuff to either certainly make you more comfortable. What do we have on this rack here, John?
Well, this is for our more adventurous customers. I mean, we have people going all over the world. That's what makes working here and owning this store so exciting. We have people doing Papua New Guinea, and maybe they're doing Paris. But there's also, you know, little things like the Blister Medic. Who wants to be on the second day of your trip and you got a blister so you can't even walk? It's important we take care of our feet, so we have something there with moleskin to take care of your feet. We even have cutlery. And I think this is okay with the airlines. But, you know, if you've ever used their little fork and knife set, it's not very substantial. This is, of course, it's lightweight, it's packable, and it's a substitute for the lousy little cutlery you get on the airplane.
Okay, well, let's see. What do we have over here?
We got some towels. Clayton Whitehead, longtime Sports Leisure staffer, swore about the benefits of a quick-drying towel on his Camino de Santiago walk. So it can do all kinds of things for you.
Well, let's wander over towards the other side of the store where Mark is, and let's stop by here. Looks like you've got hats for just about every possible occasion. Yeah. What's special about these hats, John?
Well, we carry Tilly hats. We carry Columbia hats, hats that are packable that either fold flat or roll up, give you some protection. I mean, dermatologists are sending people over here saying, get a hat, guy. You need that 50 UPF protection. And so we have these kind of hats. They're warranted hats, even against if you lose your hat or if it goes flying off a cruise ship, they'll only charge you wholesale cost. So it's really supported.
Well, we in the very beginning of the store, we were ran by the ladies, all the great clothing there. And back here near the back or off to the side, we've got a lot of men's clothing. My favorite ones are these pants that appear to have that they can be a combination of long pants and short pants.
Yeah, convertible pants, you know, and they look a little funky at first. But when you're told to go, hey, you know, put some pants on at the Golden Palace in Bangkok because, you know, you're going to a place of worship. And whether it's a Muslim country or a Buddhist country or what have you, or the Vatican, they can't let you walk in with shorts on. And yet it's 100 degrees outside. So the zip-off pants allows you to put those pant legs on.
Okay, Mark, back to you. We'll meet up with John a little bit later on in the show.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom. We are live again here at Holloway Travel Outfitters, their new store on Howe Avenue. So someplace that you'll want to put on your to-do list sometime between now and Christmas, because John's new expanded store here has all kinds of stuff. I'm sitting here looking at the clearance rack, all of the stuff that he would really like for you to come in and buy right away. We are Mark and Tom. We are the Travel Guys here live from Holloway Travel Outfitters. When we come back after the news, we are going to talk to an Uber driver. We're going to talk a little bit about ride sharing, the pros and cons of being a driver, and maybe from the customer's point of view also. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. We are the Travel Guys. You didn't come to life there, Thomas. We are having a little Thomas's
there
head.
Go.
There we go.
I turned this one off while I was on the road a while ago. We are the Travel Guys. That was Mark. I'm Tom. John Holloway to my left. And we are live at Holloway Travel, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And we'll be joining John again in about 15 minutes. Stack of stuff we have sitting next to us that you're going to be intrigued with. But first, Mark, why don't you go ahead and introduce our driver, if you
will. Last week we spoke to a gentleman who drove Lyft.
Spencer Hughes,
who told us that, you know, driving for Lyft in Sacramento sometimes was kind of hit and miss. So he went to San Francisco and why he liked Lyft and stuff like that. So in all fairness, we thought we'd track down an Uber driver and get some of the pros and cons of being an Uber driver from him. And then, you know, maybe in a couple weeks, why we'll invite some folks to call us who take ride sharing services and they can tell us what they perceive as being the pros and cons of it. James Radford is joining us. Hi, James.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, welcome to the Travel Guys, buddy. Thank you for joining us. This is Mark,
no,
and Tom is here with us. James, how long have you been driving for Uber?
I'm in my second year. So, since
okay, and
yeah,
and is it a full time thing for you or something that you do part time?
No, it's part time for me. I own my own business, and so last year was like the worst year we ever had, and so I got a wife and three kids, so I was like, I got to find some way to make some extra income just to at least pay the bills on time. So I found Uber.
James,
All right. James, you drive Uber in the Sacramento area exclusively, or do you have other areas you also handle?
No, I just stick to Sacramento and Roseville pretty much. I've been told by some, hey, go check out the Bay, but I don't like traffic, and I don't know my way around the Bay, so I'd probably tick off more riders, and I'd probably help trying to figure it out.
Now, James, last week when we were talking to gentleman who drives for Lyft,
Spencer,
and he told us that in some cases there just wasn't enough Lyft business in Sacramento. Now, and he also acknowledged that Lyft is not quite as known as Uber. So tell us, you're saying that you pretty much you're able to stick here. I'm assuming that must be because there's enough business to accommodate the drivers who are driving for Uber in the Sacramento area.
Well, you know, it's the same with as it is with Lyft. I mean, it's hit or miss, but I think Uber's got a little stronger foothold than Lyft does. When I really hit it hard, you know, I can make some pretty good money in a week. And, you know, so there's some weeks where, you know, I jump on at 6 o'clock and I stay solid and busy till 1 or 2 in the morning. And then there's other weeks where it's just like I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting for the next ride to come through, so I catch up on TV shows I missed on Netflix.
Now, you would be considered an independent contractor as a driver for Uber. Is that correct?
Well, I think so. I'm not sure at this point because I know the state of California has tried to pass some legislation saying that Uber drivers have to be that Uber's supposed to set them up as employees. I hope that's not the case, and I hope it never is. But you know, there's not much I can do about it if it ends up that way. But as far as I know, for now, yeah, we're still independent contractors.
James, let me ask you, what would you say is the obviously the upside is the money. What's another upside of being a rideshare driver besides the money, which obviously is the reason that most people get into this? But is there a secondary upside to that that you personally enjoy?
Yeah, you know, being I own my own business, it's been a great opportunity to try to network with people and connect with other business owners in the area who might need our services. I've had an opportunity to get some work together, working for like different state agencies that I normally wouldn't have a connection with because of people in those departments. That's been a huge benefit as far as just the network.
So it kind of allows you to work the room, so to speak. That's perhaps something that I hadn't really heard too much of before. I mean, I've heard people talk about the social aspect of it, but you're saying that there is a true networking aspect of what you do. What would you say, James, is the biggest downside of being a rideshare driver? What's the thing that drives you crazy? Is it sitting around waiting for the next ping, or what is it that's the toughest part about being an Uber driver?
Well, you know, I got a couple peeves. One of them is with Uber itself. They just, I don't know, they keep lowering the rates. I mean, when I first started, I was making $2.89 a mile, and now we're down to like 96 cents. So it's a lot harder to make a living doing it. Now, if you talk to Uber, the Uber office, they'll say, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's dropped, but there's more riders now. And so, you know, so because there's more riders, you'll make a lot more money. But I haven't seen that.
So Uber's taking a bigger percentage from you? Is that the deal? Or have just the fares dropped?
No, the fares have dropped. They still take their 20%, but they've dropped the fares. You know what? Like I said, they used to be $2.80, $2.85 when I first started, and now they're 96 cents. So they just dropped the per mile fare and per minute fare,
James,
fare as well.
Okay, James, let's do two things. First, let's address to those that may be interested in doing what you're doing. What would you say to them about becoming a rideshare driver? What advice can you give them?
Get a car that has good gas mileage. When I first started, I tried to do it in my Ford Explorer SUV, and I put more in the tank that weekend than I put in my pocket. So I went out and bought a used Prius, which has been like a lifesaver. If you don't have one already, get a good car that gets good gas mileage. That would be the big one.
James, what would you say now from a driver's standpoint? That is a great piece of advice, and it sounds like that you're somebody who has given this a lot of thought. I mean, it's how much gas is involved, and how much time is involved, things of that sort. What wisdom would you give somebody who is a potential somebody out there who's listening to this right now who has never used rideshare services? What would you tell them to help them overcome any apprehension they might have about using this type of service?
Well, I think the big one is don't listen to the hype that you're hearing a lot on the news. I know there's been a lot of talk about how the insurance won't cover you in an accident. That's not true. I actually got rear-ended by another driver about over the summer. It was the same as any other process. And now, obviously, the other driver was at fault. But Uber's done a great job making sure their drivers are insured in case it is the driver's fault, so that anybody involved is taken care of. My customer, I had a customer in the car when I was hit, and Uber was very quick to follow up with that customer, make sure they're okay, make sure that if the guy who hit us wasn't insured, that that person had all the insurance information they needed from Uber's insurance to be able to take care of any medical issues that came up. Luckily, there wasn't anything major. I mean, it was just a rear end at a stoplight. The guy didn't stop in time, but it's there. The safety and the concerns that mostly the cab companies bring up, a lot of it is a lot more hype than it needs to be.
James, you're working for a ride sharing. Let's talk about ride sharing with ride sharing. Is there an advantage? Are there discounts if four or six people want to pile into your, when you had your Explorer and all go to the same destination? Or do you charge per individual? How does that work, ride sharing with ride sharing?
Pile as many people as you can legally because it doesn't cost any more. So whether you have three people in the car or one person in the car, it's still 96 cents a mile plus 20 cents a minute. So so bring your friends, and if you have more people than a regular Uber X can handle, go with an Uber XL, because those are normally minivans that can hold up to seven people. So so there's always an option for larger groups, and there's no additional cost. The Uber XL is a little more expensive per mile. I think they're maybe $1.25 a mile. I can't remember. It's been a while since I checked, but yeah. So,
James, I really want to thank you for joining us today. We pride ourselves here on the Travel Guys on talking to on making folks a little bit smarter when they travel, and I really do believe that some of the things that you've shared with us today, not only for folks who might be thinking about getting into this, but folks who are thinking about getting into a ride sharing car. So, James Radford, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Y'all have a great afternoon.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK, broadcasting live from Holloway's Travel. We'll be back with John and talk about, things that can make you a more comfortable, smarter traveler when you go on the road next.
Gadgets, next on the Travel Guys.
We're the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You can find everything about the Travel Guys you would ever want to know, and probably some things that you didn't, at TravelGuysRadio.com. You can also stream us at KFBK.com, iHeartRadio, and
can water us every morning. And
yeah, there you go.
You could stream us. So I thought, hey, listen, did you know the Blue Angels? Did you see that? I was showing you. Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds or something in flying in San Francisco. It's Fleet Week.
Yes, it is.
So some Sports Leisure travelers are down there today, and Chris Galloway just sent me a text that has, I imagine this is probably on Facebook by now, but it's some big airplanes flying in San Francisco. You go down there, and if the coastal layer rolls in a little bit too soon some afternoons, when the planes don't always fly on Fleet Day. So I hope they're having a lovely, certainly a beautiful day in Sacramento. I can't imagine it not being a spectacular September and October in San Francisco are pretty cool. So we're here at Holloway's Travel Outfitters, John's new store on Arden Way. And John, we were talking about luggage. I brought my 600,000 mile luggage in for folks. I mean, it's in pretty good shape for 600,000 miles.
It looks great.
It's had a few things spilled. The zipper is broken on the front of that one there, and
fixable.
And I showed you the zipper casings and stuff are wearing out. It's not because it's a bad suitcase. It's just because it's literally they say lifetime. That's why I was kind of hesitant to even to bring it to you because I said really it's a lifetime guarantee, and this suitcase has had a lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. It's usually.
But you said you think they'll fix it anyway.
They will. My buddy down there, Carlos, in the Eagle Creek Repair Center, he's sort of like the Maytag guy.
Really?
He's got a lot of time on his hands. He'll fix that up.
And I decided the last time I bought luggage, I had always bought reasonably inexpensive luggage. And I decided two times back that I was done with that because it lasted a year and then it fell apart, usually on the road, which creates a problem when your suitcase comes apart when you're out traveling. So I ditched the $49 Walmart special and decided to get real suitcases. And these have lasted me for, 4 years. And I got some new ones from you last week that are a little upgraded version and stuff like that. Right. But really and truly, for those of us who travel a lot, luggage is kind of a little bit of a personal thing because it's what holds our stuff.
Right. It is personal. It's your travel companion. It's all, if they're loyal, good bags, they'll stick with you and keep going.
And if you don't think it's not your companion, just be at the luggage belt one night when it doesn't show up. It's like having your companion not show up.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I have to ask the both of you, Mark, what brand of luggage did you buy? What price range is that? And I understand you recently got some replacements. What'd you go with?
I went back with this. I went the same
Eagle
stuff,
Creek.
Eagle Creek. Yeah, because it wears well. It looks nice, and it's not. It's not gaudy, they've got some bright colors and things like
fancy,
that. No,
like
it doesn't.
Someone wants to steal it or something.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want luggage that necessarily draws too much attention. And I don't want the bright red one that comes out or the bright purple one, even though I am from Sacramento and purple is our color here. But luggage, you guys were mentioning before when you were over there, I don't want to spend forever on this, but the fact that, good luggage costs more than cheap luggage, but good luggage isn't necessarily expensive. So you just have to, you've got several different lines here, and if somebody comes in, and the advantage here is that you can shop online, and they can come down here, and you can see the actual stuff, and make your decision. And you have a deal where you kind of—I don't know if did you guys mention this before? You have a deal where you match
price matching,
pricing.
Well, we have to try to get that a perception out there to people that hey, I know we're an old family brick and mortar. We started about the same time, 1978. Mark, we've lasted because we have to be competitive, and online we have to be competitive. So we have a price matching guarantee, 110% price matching guarantee. And so people go out, I don't know how they buy a bag when you see a thumbnail on the internet and it's an inch big. And how do you judge how tough that luggage is unless you actually put your hands on it, see it, and evaluate it and have somebody talk about the feature points? So, we compete online and we compete in our store. And thank goodness for our website because, it's helped us survive.
Well, and it's just, and now you're a stone's throw from Arden Fair Mall now. Yeah. So when folks come out to do their Christmas shopping and stuff like that, you're not in the mall per se. But that costs a lot more money. So now you're here close by. You have got a table here with some stuff on it. Tom keeps pointing at. We asked you one of the most interesting things in the store. We used to, for Travel Guys listeners, for recent listeners of the Travel Guys, we used to have John on to do gadget things and stuff like that. And we've invited him to come back and do that again. And I hope he will take us up on it because he's got a bunch of gadgets here. And it's when you're traveling, some gadgets are just throwaway items. But if you find the right gadget, I'm telling you, man. If you're a traveler, gadgets are important to you. It might be the thing that you throw in your suitcase at the last minute. You've got a plug thing there that looks like a power strip for international travelers or something?
It is. What we found is people don't need converters. They get confused between what's an adapter and converter. They only need the plug usually to get in the wall because all the battery chargers for their iPads and their tablets and their phones and their cameras are already capable of working on the high voltage overseas. But they have to plug in three or four things, and there's only one outlet in the hotel room. So this thing allows you to plug in four outlets, and it gives you all the adapter plugs for all the.
What does something like that cost?
This is $27, so not a huge expense.
No,
you can buy three plugs for $10, and
it'd be $69.95 if you have to buy it in the airport when you get overseas.
Yes, it will. Right, and if you go to the wrong guy, some of these electronic stores sell you the more than you need.
And you have a thing called Guide to Foreign Outlets and Voltage here in the store.
Yeah, all the world's outlets on one big board. So typically, we save people money. We talk. talk them out of purchasing these converters because they don't need them. So we show them this. Here's the
plug. That probably one of the most asked questions that you get in this store through the years is converting power from the U.S. to other countries?
Yeah, and people come in with a lot of angst. You know, they've heard of their friend just burn up their hair with a curling iron in, you know, Italy. And it's funny now, but it wasn't funny.
I don't know about you, Tom, but increasingly that's not a problem for me.
So we have the right plugs, we have the knowledge, and we can get people set up with usually less than they think they need.
So you got some other gadgets over there. We got like a minute and a half here. What's show me something interesting something that people come in and ask for that.
Sure, a couple of things. One is this RFID protection. People have a lot of anxiety.
That's really important. This is because you can go into an airport, a public place, and people can scan the get the information off of your credit cards in your wallet without you ever taking it out of your wallet or your purse.
That's right. And every time we're going to Europe, they're sending you a new credit card with this chip now.
Right.
And because in Europe, they are adopting it, and we're going to have to, too, within a year or two.
It was supposed to have happened October the 1st, but some companies are still dragging their feet. So.
That's right. So we have the protectants, and wallets and passport carriers and so on that protect you. We have things like, how about this? Just good old-fashioned flask.
I was going to say, looks like a flask.
Yeah.
Whiskey?
It doesn't look like a gadget to me. It looks like a flask.
Well, it's not breakable, and I know our clients, Mark, probably like to bring their own just because they want to save some money. So we've got that. It's a travel flask. We've got luggage scales, so you can stay under the 50-pound weight maximums and save some money. It's worth a worthwhile investment.
So how does that work? You it's got a little strap on the bottom, and it's a scale, so you just hold it, and if you can pick the suitcase up?
Yeah, and then the little mark will stay there, the dial, and say, okay, I'm at 49 pounds, and I'm okay, Mr.
Tried to get on my bathroom scale holding my luggage. Do the math.
Well, that's what I tell people to do. Yeah, absolutely. Get on the scale, see what you weigh, then get on the scale holding the suitcase.
Well, you better do it without your pants on and your rest, because that might just put you over.
That creates this mental picture that just is not even pretty at all.
A couple more. Well, we've got books now. That's sort of a new foray, and how smart is that, you know, when you know, bookstores are going out of business. But I'm still a big believer that we should prepare and learn about a culture and its sites and its history. Even if you're taking a tour with Mark, he's going to take you to Italy, but you want to go learn about the history of the Roman Empire, right?
Yeah. John's got a whole wall of books, and nothing better to have on an airplane than a nice book about the country or the place you're going to visit.
Yes.
All right, guys. Awesome. John, we're at Holloway Travel Outfitters on Howe Avenue, John's brand new store. It's bigger than the other one. And dare I say, these are the folks who have been in this business for the longest time in this city. And so if you have some kind of a gadget problem, you're about to go traveling and you don't know if you've got the right thing, the gadget, the clothes, the whatever, then this is the place to come to find the answer, because John and his folks will fix you up. We had a couple of housekeeping things we got to do here before we get out of time. We need to give away our Sports Leisure Vacations travel card for the week. The winner is a lady who was on our National Treasures. This was a long trip a couple weeks ago. Ruth Jackson has won a $300 travel card. If Ruth is listening today, we haven't had a winner for a couple weeks. So, Ruth, if you're listening, give our office a call Monday or Tuesday, and you will win a $300 travel card. And if we don't hear from Ruth, the jackpot will go to $400 next week. And I wanted to mention, I mentioned at the beginning of the show quickly here, American Airlines, and Delta has copied this also, have added free live baggage tracking. This is kind of cool. You can log onto their website now, and with the number from your bag, you can follow, you can see, find where your bag is. So it's talk about angst and people being nervous. If your bag is lost, you'll at least know if it's really truly lost. Does the airline know where it is, or is it really lost? So it's just, I think this is kind of a sense of security and stuff like that. But nonetheless, if it was the middle of the night and you knew that your bag was found, it was on an airplane, and here it was going to arrive at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and heck, you could go to the airport and pick it up, that would be a big deal to you. So congratulations to American Airlines and Delta Airlines. As in a guy who flies United, I'm certainly hoping that United gets their act together and does that soon. Yes, Mr. Romano, you're waving at me.
You know, we're just about out of time. I wanted to take one last moment and thank John Holloway for having us, let us do our silly little radio show here today, John.
I'm very grateful for our relationship and for having me on. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thanks to James Radford, our Uber guy, who called in. And quickly here, Sports Leisure Vacations is a sponsor for Rob on the Road, Monday nights at 7:30 on KVIE. The Burger Blitz Show reruns on Monday night. So if you didn't see when Rob talked about burger, the best burgers in Sacramento, Monday night, 7:30 KVIE. And we're the Travel Guys, and we will be back here next Sunday.
You bet we will. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come by and see John here at the store. That's Holloway's Travel Outfitters. And go to packinglightly.net.
Packinglight.
Packinglight.net.